All right, let's get to the magic hat. It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby. That's what I've been waiting for.
Bring it on.
It's basically a bunch of topics.
Yeah.
And we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus. Where are you?
Something. Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
It's magic hat Thursday. Been waiting all week for the magic hat.
Tim Moniz, we miss you, man.
Come back to us. Come back, please.
He's still alive, but thank you for the open, Tim.
I mean, once just again. At the stage. We want you back at the stage.
We do. We would love to have him back.
Love to have him.
He's going to produce things like that.
I mean, come on. Keep making magic.
All right. Well, we're a little late last week on this, so I apologize. Let's get the magic hat rolling
here,
Swigard.
What we got to start
the
us
magic
off.
Magic hat in this hat.
Voluntarily screwed.
Oh, yeah.
And then it said, well, I think you forgot to cut. This might have been.
We got a double one.
If you see another question on there, don't read that.
We got a two
it's
and one.
It's not a question, it's a statement.
It's a combo. We got a combo thing here. It's like a Panda Express. Give me the beef and broccoli and the orange chicken. I want the two combo plate.
Can you read the
plate.
Second part then?
It says, will I am?
Oh, you know, we could do both of these.
Okay. I didn't know.
Miscut. We missed the line
well,
there.
He just didn't cut. Up.
Dude, we got a two for one magic hat.
You got a
two. That's
for
a hell of a way to start.
That's
I'm excited
a magic
now.
Magic trick.
That
man.
Is.
Yeah, I want to start with this. I don't listen to this at all, but I saw the cut. And so I thought, okay, it's kind of interesting.
Hmm.
So Colin Cowherd may or may not have broken the Nico news yesterday.
He's going to UCLA.
He said it very confidently. So I'm actually going to. I'm going to trust Uncle Colin there.
Doesn't seem like it's quite done yet, but I would be shocked at this point if he ended up anywhere else.
So it might be UCLA for Nico. And everybody's like, yo, Nico's parents, they're awful. His agent, his representation, terrible. You know, a take you don't hear much is the other side of that. And it was a former football coach with quite a successful background basically saying this about Tennessee on the other side of the Nico stuff.
Tennessee is screwed. I mean, they got a problem. You lose a potential high draft pick. You have the backup quarterback left last year, and now you have a redshirt freshman that threw nine passes and a freshman. You have zero experience, and the portal opens as we speak. They are going to have to go get one. And here's the thing, that there's a couple key elements here. Everybody's saying, hey, nice job, Tennessee, making a stand. I got a little comment on that. Tennessee plays Florida usually every year in October. Can you imagine FDA games going the other way and Coach Heupel grabs a microphone and stands on the 50-yard line in Neyland Stadium and says, hey, it's okay. I made a stand way back when. So I don't know what the answer is. There are some interesting answers out there, but this, it happened.
That's Urban Meyer on the Triple Option podcast that him, Mark Ingram, and Rob Stone...
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's
that sounds
name, right.
Yeah,
they
Rob
tried
Stone,
to turf
yeah.
Rob Stone, though. Did you see they were going after Reese Davis? They offered Reese Davis a massive deal, and he turned him down to stick with ESPN.
Boy, loyalty there.
I mean, he's getting paid, I think, $7 million. I mean, he's getting an insane.
Reese Davis makes $7 million.
He makes a lot of money at ESPN.
He's on their biggest money
a
maker.
A lot of money.
Yeah, no, I.
So
I
it's not like
Reese
he took
Davis.
A you know half of a pay cut to stay at ESPN. He's well compensated, but Fox made a big push there.
But that was on the Triple Option podcast. I couple things here. One, I had two takeaways from this. Isn't he downgrading Heupel's ability as a quarterback and head coach in general? Because
yes.
of the tenure at Tennessee,
that's
so far?
Also a former Florida head coach.
And also, how often? Well, yeah, that. But also, how often do you get a coach of success and note of Urban's, you know, level
stature? Yeah,
coming out and saying that about an active coach that's had success.
Yeah, I wouldn't use the word screwed. If I were a Tennessee fan, now look, it's different in the South. Did you see the story about the pastor that got kidnapped? Did you see that?
No, I may have missed that one.
So this connects all back together because I got a little bit more
on this.
Did Nico's
family kidnap a pastor?
They did not. There was
to
a
get
pastor
a church to pay him the money they couldn't get from Tennessee. Is that
got
what
the
you're
Cam
tell
Newton
me?
Deal? He got the $250K. Isn't that funny? No, there was a pastor who was kidnapped, evidently, and I guess he's from Tennessee. He was in a shootout in South Africa. He finally got rescued. There was a shootout to rescue
him. So he's on a mission.
He's on a mission. He's a passer on a mission. He gets kidnapped.
Okay.
There's a shootout. He gets saved. He calls back to let his family know
He'd already been saved.
He's been saved. Oh,
true. But he got saved.
Now he got saved again.
By a human.
Double saved.
Double saved.
Calls back home.
Yes.
And when speaking to his church after the rescue, the first thing that he said is, I can't believe Nico transferred. Like, I'm not kidding.
The whole life.
This was a story out of Marysville, Tennessee. Oh, he's like, what the hell's going on with Nico? Like, that's the first thing he wanted. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm giving Tennessee fan too much credit. But if Tennessee comes out, let's say they go 7-5 next year and they struggle with quarterback play, are people going to freak out? Like, I think you would understand why you got there. And it was just a tough circumstance to put yourself in. I do think it changes their landscape for next season. They did a lot to improve around him. They got the offensive line better. Like, they were set to have one of the better seasons and be a front runner in the SEC. Maybe they land a portal quarterback, but I don't think he's screwed in the long term.
You don't lose the Vanderbilt.
It just absolutely means more down there, and there's nothing any of us can do about it.
No.
The other part of this, the second magic act that Swag pulled out of that hat.
Yes, Will I Am.
Will I Am. What is your guess of what Will I Am is? As a topic.
Is Will Smith doing something? Is he in the news?
Boy, his album.
He's got a rap
flopped.
Album. He said, it sucks, huh?
It flopped.
Not big in the streets.
Nobody
Will
wants
Smith
to get
lost
jiggy
his
with
heat.
It.
He's not.
I mean, don't
going
slap
to
a grown
Miami.
Man on television and then be like, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm back to my goofy Will Smith stuff.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Yeah, we'll still sing that.
We will. It's a good song.
Your current song, we will not sing.
No.
Will Howard. I found very interesting.
Will Howard's an interesting draft prospect.
Well, according to Will Howard, he's the best quarterback in this draft, don't you know?
I mean, I don't just won a national championship. I'd probably say the same thing if I'm Will Howard.
Would you really?
I probably
Knowing
would.
You're probably a 4th to 7th round draft pick, you're going to say that you are the best quarterback in the draft?
I think there's a chance he goes a little bit higher than that.
Okay, now I want to play a fun game with you. Thank you for playing along.
Yes, what do you got?
Shedeur Sanders says this out loud. Are we ripping our hair out and screaming and getting angry?
I'm not, but people would, yeah.
Okay. All right.
No. I have no problem with people saying they're confident in their abilities. I could like,
well, I mean,
if I'm going into the draft, that's the mindset I would want the quarterback to have of like, I think I'm the best. I'm going to make you pay for not drafting me or passing on me. We had Cam Ward said this where he's like, if anybody lets me slip through, whether it's Tennessee or anybody else, I'm going to make you pay and I'm going to remember you. I got no problem with that level of confidence.
I like confidence as well. I just watched people lose their collective minds over Colorado choosing to do something at their school involving Shedeur. I've seen the whole Shador's too cocky. He's too confident. He says this and this.
He's the overly criticized guy of this class.
Well,
it's not
just,
even a debate.
It's remarkable that guy wins 9 games and his dad's really famous. And
yeah, I know.
The minute he says anything, how dare he?
Yeah.
And Will Howard comes out and is like, I'm the best.
Go back and see what Deion did when he was at Florida State, for crying out loud. Shedeur is toned down compared to Deion at Florida State.
Just, you know, I made the observation. I love the confidence. He won a natty, but Shedeur says that, and we are losing our S.
I do find him to be a very interesting. You're not wrong. The overall point is 100% valid, and it highlights the hypocrisy of all of this.
Sounds about white.
It does sound about white. Will Howard to me is he's a very interesting prospect.
Same.
Like, this is not a good quarterback class overall. Now maybe one of them ends up being a star. He's got size. He's got experience. I don't know if he's the most accurate of the quarterbacks, but he's relatively athletic enough to be able to make plays with his legs.
Couldn't
like,
miss at the end of the season.
Could not Suddenly miss at the end of the
greatest
season.
Greatest quarterback of all time.
They went from being able to not throw the football at all against Michigan to just lighting everybody up like a Christmas tree essentially the rest of the way, including my team. He's a guy that if I'm looking for a quarterback and I'm not in love with the Shedeur in the first round or a Jackson Dart who might end up being a first-round pick or a Milroe who might end up being a back-end first-round pick, and I got a late 2, early 3, I would have no problem taking a flyer on Will Howard.
I was going to ask you between Gabriel and Howard, but I don't know. We don't need to debate that.
The Gabriel NFL stuff, I'm just...
I know. Same.
Away. I'd love to see him be successful. He is tiny.
Yeah.
Tiny quarterbacks.
Wait till you see him on the NFL field.
Tiny quarterbacks don't usually translate very well in the NFL. Kyler Murray's okay because he can move like a jitterbug, but Dylan Gabriel... I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know if there's any listener, but I hope there's at least one that on Sundays when Kyler's on the red zone scrambling, you hear me doing the when his feet are just moving super quick. It is a Magic Hat Thursday. Got some good stuff in the old Magic hat. We just had a 2-for-1.
You had a 2-for to start.
Two for special. We pulled two rabbits out of that first
That's
hat.
That's a hell of a start, man. We're going to eat good tonight. All right. What is the Magic hat providing us
All right. Next up, out of the Magic hat, Mega Ripoff.
Yeah, Mega Ripoff is one that I put in a couple weeks ago. Did you guys see that they're raising the Mega Millions tickets to $5?
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
But they wanted to let you know.
Give me a break.
You got better odds to win.
Now you got better odds with $5, huh? Is that what you're telling me?
$5 Mega Millions tickets.
You
what
see
are we
the,
doing?
There was a homeless guy who won like $100 million the other day on a scratch. Or no, maybe it wasn't 100. Maybe it was $10 million. I can't remember. But it was a good chunk of money. And they interviewed him on the news. He was like, I'm not homeless anymore.
There you go.
And I wanted to say, you know the history here. Let's be smart and not end up back in the initial spot that you were in. I think it was a scratch-off ticket. He won a couple million or so. I can't remember.
A scratch-off gets to $1 million?
Let me see what I can
find.
Those
got like topped at 50,000, those scratch-offs.
It was definitely a million. Hold on.
It must have been a bit like California or Pennsylvania or New York.
Okay, so I totally overinflated. It was not $100 million. Oh, okay. It was $1 million. He won $1 million. Okay. But still, a homeless guy won $1 million. Yeah. It was in Central Coast, California. He won $1 million on a lottery scratch-it, and he said after he opened it, oh, my God, is that real? I love how the news story called he's an unhoused man. And the manager at Sandy's Liquor Store said, that's the winning ticket right there. And she's worked there since 2013. It's the first time anybody's ever won a prize. Homeless dude, scratch off $1 million.
Go buy a small apartment for very cheap somewhere out away in California.
Go find someplace cheap to live because that $1 million is not going to last you very long.
After taxes,
well, after taxes about California. Half of it.
You still got a mortgage payment after that thing, man.
My mom didn't have a lot of luck in the old love department in her life. Yeah, but she had met a guy at a Brooks and Dunn concert once, and
hell yeah, Brooks and Dunn, the boot scoot boogie,
the boot scoot,
dude, boogie. Neon Moon, Neon Moon's a classic song.
My mom is the weirdest musical person you'll ever meet, man. Like she's obsessed with Mariah Carey for 6 months, and then she's going to a Brooks and Dunn's concert. Anyway, she met a guy. They started dating. They dated for a couple years. He's the one that helped introduce me to the goose sound that I can famously do.
Yes, your famous goose sound.
And they dated for a few years. So, like,
okay,
pretty, you know.
That's pretty stable
that
for you.
Pretty stable.
That's long-term in the Sprague household.
I'm like, yo, this might be a dad figure.
Can I start calling you dad?
And they broke up, and I remember going, what happened? She goes, Brandon, it was over when he won $25,000 on a scratch-off, and he bought a house for himself and didn't want to buy one with me. And I went,
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
Brooks and Dunn, he gone.
Brooks and Dunn is gone, man.
He is.
He's boot scooting boogieing his way down to a different neighborhood.
Right, he did.
I'm getting up out of here.
Two kids and a single mom, I don't think so.
All righty.
Ready? Tuesday's over.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Out of the Magic hat. Who got next?
Oh, yes. I'm very excited you grabbed this. So this is a part of the playoffs in the NBA that I'm very into, and we've never really talked about this. This happened last year. Anthony Edwards burst onto the playoff scene when they beat the Nuggets in Game 7, when he was talking crap to KD in Round 1. Like, Anthony Edwards, we knew his name.
We did.
But he kind of became, I would say that was the rise to superstardom for him. Was probably going to be a superstar regardless, but the playoffs in the NBA mean so much more than almost any other sport. It's the weirdest thing we do in that league.
I'd say NBA stars and quarterbacks. That's how your opinion in the league is. Like, Jalen Hurts is now a top five guy because he won a Super Bowl.
I think Luka, who had been in the playoffs a couple times, but he finally broke through, got to the finals right before he was traded. I want to ask you guys, who is the next Luka or Ant for this year's playoffs? Now, I put a list together of some names. And I don't know if there's other names you want to throw on this list, but names to kind of circle and say,
I got an easy one.
Does this dude break through and lead his team further than people give him credit? Do you want to give me the name or do you want me to list names first?
I got an easy one because you throw this at me and I just looked up and down and I'm like, one name above all else pops out.
I will be shocked if I don't have it on my list.
You will definitely have it on your list. I don't quite, and SGA to me is not, he's going to win the MVP. Like, I don't think he's quite, I understand that the playoff success hasn't fully been there yet.
I put him on this list just of, does he take the next
he's
step gotta
get
as
to,
a league
like,
MVP.
You have to get to a conference finals if you're OKC this year.
Minimum.
You won 68 games, you got to get there. One of the best seasons in NBA history. It's easily for me the first name that stands out is Cade Cunningham.
Yeah, he was second on my list.
Cade Cunningham, to me, is number one. He has had a massive year. Detroit came out of nowhere to be the sixth seed. I don't really know how to feel about New York, and I know Brunson's back, but they, you know, that's a series to me that Detroit can win.
Right.
Not going to be easy, but they can win, and you can make an argument at times he might be the best player on the floor in that series. Funny what happens when you get a number one overall pick and you can build your team around him when you tank properly. Look at that. All of a sudden, your future's bright. Cade Cunningham, to me, is the easy standout guy this year of, like, the East is wide open. Boston, to me, is clear cut above everybody else. I know they're not the one seed.
You think the East is wide open?
In terms of getting to the conference finals.
Oh,
I could see somebody, like, outside of Boston and Cleveland, everybody else, to me, is jumbled together.
So you're suggesting Cade Cunningham, if he is the guy to take this Ant Edwards step, could, like, beat Cleveland?
I wouldn't pick him to beat Cleveland.
They got
to get, yeah, you have to get past Boston. I wouldn't pick you to beat Boston, but I think them beating New York in the first round because it's New York would garner massive headlines in the NBA.
I mean, we talked about the Kings, right? And the way that they have fallen short post what they lighting the beam stuff. You know, another player that was involved in one of these playing games, it's kind of similar. And he did what you did, what you just said. Trae Young.
Yeah.
Went to New York, became the villain.
Yeah.
Ice cold Trae. Won that series. I think they got to the conference finals that
year.
They
randomly got to the conference.
That was the Ben Simmons meltdown season. Yeah.
Simmons couldn't make a shot.
What has Atlanta done since then? They've basically just been a playing team who loses.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
So you see these guys emerge in this league, and you go, well, is this going to be what it is now, or are you going to take a step back? Cade Cunningham is not Trae Young. He is 6'8". He's a big guard. He can handle the rock. Cade Cunningham was definitely a name on my list. I'll give you a couple more. And I know he's not going to get the recognition in the series if they win the way that the other two big-name players will on his team. How about Zubac?
Yes. Mm.
You could make a very easily argument he should win Most Improved Player this year. He should make an All-NBA team, in my opinion. Yep. I think he should be on third team. Like, what if he is the wrecking ball that's not going to stop Jokic, but becomes a problem.
Slows him
thorn
down.
In his side.
Yes.
Can you do enough? Because Jokic is all Denver has that you trust.
Jalen Green or Şengün was on this list, and I'll throw you a third one.
Yeah, Houston's got a couple of guys there.
A guy that's not even playing for the Rockets but's on my list. Does the entire league go, damn, they got Ime Udoka? That's right. He knows how to coach basketball.
They very well could.
It's not a star-driven team.
No, it's not. They don't have a clear-cut number one guy, I think, in most people's minds. And so that, to me, is a situation where if they find their way to the conference finals, the majority of the credit would likely go to the coach.
Jalen Brunson, I put on this. I know he was in the he's been in the playoffs, but, like, the Knicks have expectations now. This is not like, oh, that's a cute story. You guys are good.
Them losing in the first round would be devastating.
Yeah.
Well, and I know he's coming back from a bad injury, but... Yeah. Dude,
them's the breaks, man.
They traded 5 picks for Bridges.
They did. And they traded for Karl Anthony Towns this offseason, which was a move that everybody kind of said, all right.
And he took a massive pay cut to stay in New York.
To keep the talent around him.
So I'm not saying it's entirely Brunson, but I wonder if Brunson, who's kind of the face of that whole thing, even though Cat had a great year, does Brunson take that next step and maybe shock the world with the Knicks this playoff? Evan Mobley? Cavs have all the pressure in the
world. Evan Mobley's a good one in Cleveland, yeah. If they fall short.
That came to my mind.
Yeah. I mean, you
because
got Donovan
for
Mitchell.
Them to really cement everything.
He has to be great.
He has to
Talk
be
about
great.
Interesting off seasons. What if they do lose in the second round of the playoffs?
Who would the 4-5 are? Oh, so, it'd be Milwaukee, Indiana.
They right? play yeah. the Milwaukee, yeah, because you don't reseed in the NBA,
no,
right? It's a
no.
it's a bracket
yeah,
format.
It's one versus so the 4-5.
Let's say Mobley Dame comes back healthy in the second round. Milwaukee survives.
Giannis
goes
off.
Mind. He's the best player on the floor. They win the series in 7. Where do you go?
You trade Jared Allen, I think.
Is that the move?
I don't know if that's the
I'm
move,
preemptively but, killing him. They might win the Eastern Conference for all I know. But that's an interesting one because they, I think, are in a somewhat similar spot of Houston where they have very good players. Mobley's a great player. Mitchell's a great player. Do they have a true, clear-cut number one lead you to an NBA championship?
The final one I'll give you of just names I was going through, Chet. There's a lot of pressure on SGA and the Thunder and this and that, but, like, who is the solid two for that team? Is it Chet or is it J-Dub?
I think if they really go on the run and show that the regular season was not a fluke, they are that much better than the rest of the conference, it's Jalen Williams. That'll be the one.
So you have it more on J-Dub being good versus Chet maybe stepping up and showing the world, I'm great defensively, and I can hit my threes this playoffs, something I couldn't do last year.
He knows what a pro wants and what a pro needs.
He's in a new commercial, too.
Is he really?
Yeah. I
forget. Chet,
I don't know if it's a phone commercial. But
I haven't seen that one
yet.
No,
it's the phone one. Yeah, they're all wearing the same outfit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They meet up at the mall, and they're wearing the same outfit. Like, hey, SGA is like, I told you guys what I was wearing.
Yeah.
And Williams is wearing it, and Chet's there with his glasses.
Pretty, that's
and...
pretty good. It's probably going to get played 30,000 times, and I'll get annoyed of it, but that's kind of
But funny. They're not singing. It's not annoying.
What a pro wants, what a pro needs.
Yeah.
Who
got next? I'm fascinated by it. I think it's the thing to watch for in the NBA playoffs is
the beauty of the NBA.
Who is the player that's going to emerge that either has gotten close and hasn't, or hasn't at all and says, holy crap, I'm here.
Yeah, don't lose sight, too. The other thing that this year won't have that last year had for Anthony Edwards is it led right into the Olympics. And then him being like, him running his mouth at the Olympic, not tryouts, but when they were getting ready to go over to Paris, saying, I'm the guy, I'm not deferring to anybody. It kind of coincided perfectly.
He turtled in that gold medal game.
He definitely turtled, but then the documentary comes out, and there's all these clips now of like, I'm going to cook LeBron one-on-one. Like he
telling
just,
Obama.
It was just
like,
kind of this perfect launching pad for him in his superstardom that whoever does it this year might not have that opportunity.